April 2nd, 1923. The divine will is seed of resurrection to grace, to sanctity, and to glory. In the divine will, there is the void of the human operating within the divine. Knowledge is the eyes of the soul. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen all lovable and majestic, as though enwrapped within a net of light. Light he sent forth from his eyes, light he unleashed from his mouth, and at each of his words, at each of his heartbeats, at each movement and step of his. In sum, his humanity was an abyss of light. And Jesus, looking at me, bound me with this light and telling me, "My daughter, how much light, how much glory did my humanity have in my resurrection? Because in the course of my life on this earth, I did nothing but enclose the Supreme Will in each one of my acts, breaths, gazes, in everything. And as I kept enclosing it, the divine volition prepared for me the glory, the light in my resurrection. And since I contain within me the immense sea of the light of my will, it is no wonder that as I look, as I speak, as I move, so much light comes out of me as to be able to give light to all. Therefore, I want to chain you and overwhelm you within this light, in order to sow in you as many seeds of resurrection for as many acts as you keep doing in my will. It alone makes soul and body rise again to glory. It is seed of resurrection to grace, seed of resurrection to the highest and perfect sanctity, seed of resurrection to glory. So, as the soul emits her acts in my will, she keeps binding new divine light, because my will is light by nature, and one who lives in it has the virtue of transmuting thoughts, words, works, and everything she does into light. Then, afterwards, I was saying to my sweet Jesus, "I pray in your will, so that my word, multiplying in it, may have a word of prayer, of praise, of blessing, of love, of reparation, for each word of each creature. I would want my voice, rising between heaven and earth, to absorb all human voices into itself, in order to give them back to you as homage and glory, according to the way you would want the creature to make use of the word." Now, while I was saying this, my lovable Jesus placed his mouth close to mine and, blowing with his breath, absorbed my breath, my voice, my breathing into his. And as he put it as though on the way in his will, he went through each human word and changed the words, the voices, according to what I said. And as he went through them, so did they rise up high to do the office of all human voices before God, in the name of all. I remain amazed. And remembering that Jesus no longer speaks to me so often about his will, I said to him, "Tell me, my love, why do you no longer speak to me so often about your will? Is it perhaps that I have not been attentive to your lessons and faithful in putting your teachings into practice?" And Jesus, "My daughter, in my will there is the void of the human operating within the divine. And this void must be filled by one who lives in my will. The more attentive you are in living in my will, and in making it known to others, the sooner this void will be filled, in such a way that, as my will sees the human will hovering within its own, as though returning to the origin from which it came out, it will feel satisfied and will see its yearnings upon the human generation being fulfilled. Be they but few, or even one alone, because with its power my will can make up for everything, even with one alone, when it does not find others. But it is always a human will that must come into mine to fill everything that the others do not do. This will be so pleasing to me as to pierce the heavens and make my will descend, making known the good and the prodigies it contains. Each additional entrance you make into my will pushes me to give you new knowledges about it and to narrate to you more prodigies, because I want you to know the good you do, so that you may appreciate it and desire to possess it. And I, in seeing that you love it and appreciate it, give you possession of it. Knowledge is the eyes of the soul. The soul who does not know is as though blind to that good, to those truths. In my will, there are no blind souls. On the contrary, each knowledge brings her a greater length of sight. Therefore, enter often into my volition, expand your boundaries in my will, and as I see this, I will come back to tell you more surprising things about my will. Now, while he was saying this, together we went around the earth a little bit, but, oh, what fright! Many wanted to wound my beloved Jesus, some by knife, some by sword. And among these there were bishops, priests, religious, who wounded him even into his heart, but with such torment as to strike fright. Oh, how he suffered, and threw himself into my arms to be defended. I clasped him to myself and prayed him to let me share in his pains. He made me content by piercing my heart through with such vehemence that I felt a deep wound in me for the whole day. And Jesus came back repeated times to wound me. Now, the following morning, as I was feeling the pain strongly, my sweet Jesus came back, saying to me, "Let me see your heart." And while he was looking, he told me, "Do you want me to heal you in order to relieve you from the pain you are suffering?" And I, "My highest good, why do you want to heal me? Am I not worthy to suffer for you? Your heart is all wounded. And mine, compared to yours, oh, how scarce is my suffering. Rather, if it pleases you, give me more pains." And he, clasping me all to himself, continued to pierce my heart through with more pain. And then he left me. May everything be for his glory.